Welcome to another edition of El Paso Primetime, sitting here with good friend and a beautiful person. She's the Director of Communication for Centro Salud Familiar de la Fe, and she is Estela Reyes. We welcome you to El Paso Primetime. How are you? Pardon the cough here. Sorry. This is what happens when you get DayQuil in you so fast.
Tis the season to be on DayQuil and a little NyQuil.
Yeah.
It's all good. I'm excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Dennis. Very kind words. Gracias.
Feliz Navidad, first off.
Igualmente, gracias.
Gracias. And Feliz second Navidad. Off, it is that time of year. Today's the day. Actually, you're in the process of putting together all of the luminarias for tonight's soiree.
Tonight is the 24th annual Navidad de la Fe, our luminaria event up on Scenic Drive. And our team has been up on Scenic Drive since about 5 a.m. this morning when we officially shut down Scenic Drive to all traffic so that our volunteers, over 100 of them, staff members, community members who have come out to help us have been out there marking the spots all along Scenic Drive, the rim of that beautiful scenic road, where we will place 4,000 luminarias and light them just before sundown. And by the time the gate opens tonight, in a few short hours, and cars begin driving one lane slowly westbound over Scenic Drive, that's going to be an incredible sight. I mean, Scenic Drive is a beautiful place to be day or night, any time of year. But on this night, the night that for the last 24 years, Centro de Salud Familiar La Fe, the organization that I have proudly worked for coming up on 16 years now. My God, how time flies when you're having a blast. We do this event as an act of love and support for our community. It's an event that our CEO, my boss and dear friend, Salvador Balcorta, started with some friends and coworkers many, many years ago. And we do this so that we can, first of all, ring in a beautiful holiday season together as familia and share this with our community. And in so doing, help out dozens and dozens of families in our community throughout El Paso County that are in need. That in this day and age, it's hard to believe we still have families who tonight will not have good food to eat, will not have enough to share with their children. They may have some fast food, you know, nutritional nothingness on the table, but our families deserve better. And through events like this one, La Fe is able to help them, is able to put together dozens and dozens of baskets of nutritional canned goods, non-perishable foods. And a day or so before Christmas, we have the privilege and the blessing of being able to knock on these families' doors. They're not expecting us. They have no clue we're coming. They don't know that they've been identified by some of our staff members and clinic and, you know, healthcare personnel as a family in need. And when they open that door, they see a beautiful, you know, bow, you know, dressed up basket full of food and our smiling, humble faces. And I'll tell you, these are memories that I will carry with me for the rest of my life.
I understand that very, very well. In Tucson in 1990, I was part of a small group of volunteers. We had identified some family members of some of the staff at the U of A, University of Arizona. We went out and gave them Christmas before we went on Christmas break. And I remember getting choked up just coming up to the first house. And we had 12 to go to. So I can only imagine what you go through and you and your staff, a wonderful staff they are.
Thank you. Thank you. We have an excellent team. La Fe is a much larger organization than many people in our community realize. We operate 10 community health centers, federally qualified health centers throughout the entire county. Several of them are headquartered in our main campus in South El Paso, in Segundo. But they stretch from one end of El Paso County to the other. We have staff at our Culture Technology Center in Segundo, our El Paso, based La Fe Preparatory School. We've got over 23 facilities and an amazing staff of health professionals, educators, artists. And it's an organization that has been around since 1967, born and raised out of Segundo, developed by the las mamás de la fe, as we call them, our mothers, very brave, committed women who decided that they were going to rise up as one against the social ills that had begun to destroy that community, that proud but very humble, beautiful community. And they were going to take it back to make sure that their children had a better life than the one they had grown up with.
And it's a success story that continues to succeed, especially in this community that really needs and deserves something like Centro Salud Familiar de la Fe.
It's a wonderful place to be. And I'm glad through your work that you've certainly been a part of our family and been able to join us at many of our funsies and projects and activities, and certainly our work in trying to develop our new multimedia center out of the Culture Technology Facility in Segundo. But definitely we're hoping that everyone listening right now will come out tonight, bundle up, maybe stop by your neighborhood grocery store, you know, pick up a bag or two or whatever you're willing to donate, canned goods, whatever you would imagine that a family you would want to help would enjoy eating. We're looking for foods that a family could build several really nutritional meals from. Everything from canned tuna, peanut butters, you know, high protein stuff. You know, we get a lot of canned corn.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I
and
can
that's
see that.
That's always nice to see, but we'd like to see some you know, green beans. Things need to be canned. They need to be non-perishable. So please, you know, we appreciate it, but no frozen foods. You know, share with these families, you know, your canned goods, your dry milk, dried rice, dried beans. Canned beans are great too. Canned soups. Things that a family could put together, you know, over the course of several evenings and have a wonderful, delicious, healthy meal. Believe it or not, that's not easy to do for a lot of our folks. You know, we're looking at families that, believe it or not, are trying very hard to survive on less than $10,000 annual household income. To some people, that's hard to imagine, but believe it or not, we have many, many families throughout El Paso County. This is their daily reality. This is their struggle. This is life for them. And especially at this time of year, no one should have to be looking at that as a reality, especially when you've got a family with children. You know, I hope none of my students at La Fe Prep are listening right now, but, you know, one of my side gigs at La Fe is that I'm Mrs. Santa Claus. And it's a role that I take with a lot of pride and responsibility because I get to hear a lot of those wishes. The children whisper in my ear and in Santa's ear things that they would never say to their moms, dads, or their teachers because I ask them, you know, what do you really want? And I've had children whisper in my ear, I just want to be happy. I don't want to see my mommy and my daddy, you know, working themselves to the bone because they can barely afford to take care of all of us. I want to be able to have a Thanksgiving meal in my own house and not down at the shelter. That it breaks your heart, Dennis. It truly does. And I have to, you know, take a moment to gather myself here emotionally because as many years as you know, I've had the opportunity to be a part of this, you never get over that. You don't. And you realize how blessed you are as a member of this community, how blessed I am as a La Fe employee, as a member of Salvador Balcorta's circle, his team at La Fe, to be able to make this happen. And so it's a privilege to be able to invite our listeners right now to take a few extra moments tonight, put a couple bags together of some foods that, you know, you think of your own children and you think somewhere out there in a few days there's going to be a mother with her own children who needs this. What can I give her? What can I give that elderly person, that family that's just trying to make it to the next day? What can I offer them as a gift of love? I love the way you phrased your sentence a few minutes ago. You gave someone Christmas. And I don't think people realize sometimes that that's what this is about. You know, last night driving around trying to get my own errands done, you know, I saw some behavior on the road that was not not the kindest, you know. And you think, you know, what are you folks thinking? You know, this is Christmas. This is a time when we should be acting with the utmost love and kindness and compassion for our fellow man. These are not words. And, you know, I hope those folks that were being a little, you know,
aggressive.
Naughty. Yeah, a little naughty. And you're going to be put on you know, Mr. Claus's naughty list, or certainly on Mrs. Claus's naughty list now.
Mm-hmm.
If they only knew my alter ego. Yeah. You know, it's opportunities when you get to do something really beautiful for something. And even better, you get to do it in front of your children and teach them this that we're doing right now. This is what Christmas is truly about. It's not about the gifts. It's not about the you know, the lacies and the shinies and the baubles. That's all pretty and fun. But it's those moments that we get to share with familia, with friends, with people that we truly carry in our hearts. That's what it's about. And so tonight, Navidad de la Fe, Luminarias on Scenic Drive, please come out, join us. This is our gift to the community, to you, and it's an opportunity again to show the world what El Paso can do when we come together to help out.
Sundown hits later today, right around 5:40.
Before the gates open, it says. So it'll be perfect. Yeah. Our team will probably start lighting just, you know, in a couple of hours right before 6. And by the time the gates open, you know, the folks, you know, wonderful, wonderful folks from El Paso Police Department who every year come out and help us maintain security, they will give us a signal when the first car comes climbing up the mountain. And all you have to do, you, your family, your canned goods, your donations, just drive slowly up Scenic Drive. Keep your lights down low, or better yet, just turn them off. You're not going to need them. You're going to have stars and 4,000 luminarias to guide you. Come slowly up the mountain. Enjoy the sight of our campfires. We're going to have a few of them along the way, along your path. Our teams will be there waving at you, wishing you Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. And when you get to the mountain summit up on Scenic Point, you're going to be greeted by a live nativity scene, some beautiful Christmas music. And just beyond that, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there to happily and proudly accept your beautiful donations of canned goods. And if for whatever reason you happen to find yourself on Scenic Drive, maybe you didn't know about tonight's event and you were trying to get to UTEP. There's a game tonight, yes, sir? Okay, or another activity. Please don't be upset and just share some cash or you know, a check donation with us. It doesn't take a lot to demonstrate a beautiful act of kindness, and just enjoy the ride.
One of the things that I've noted most about the beauty of the Luminarias, even the most hardcore of El Pasoans who claim they've seen it all, they have a tendency to shed a tear or two once they make that trek up the mountain. It's just something to behold. It's not just, you know, the act of coming out to see the Luminarias, but you feel Christmas come into your soul. And then you look out over the expanse and just understand that so many people out there are in need.
I've had, over the course of the last 16 years, had many people. They share with you, you know, when is it officially Christmas for you? Maybe for some folks, it's when they get their first gift or that first, you know, well-wishing of me a Merry Christmas. For me, it is this night. It truly is. When you see families doing something together, spending time together, you know, you see cars drive up in that long caravan of mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, cats and dogs. Everybody's loaded in there. We've seen it all. We see busloads of people who come in. They've driven down all the way from Truth or Consequences. Albuquerque, once we had a bus come in from Santa Fe. They drove all the way down here from there. What it comes down to is people are together. They're enjoying a moment. They're enjoying the serenity of Scenic Drive. They're enjoying that beautiful amber glow, 4,000 luminarias. They're enjoying the innocence of children when they see Santa. It's about the community coming together and sharing, and that moment when you see a car drive up with children and they see Santa and Mrs. Claus, and they go nuts with joy. You see their little arms waving at you madly, and they're pointing at you, at Mrs. Claus, at Santa, and they hand you their little notes. And I don't know how that started, but maybe about 7 years ago, the children who come up to the Luminarias often bring their letters because Santa's right there. Hey, you know, save a stamp. And before you know it, you've got a little pile of letters to Santa from kids and what they want. And it's just an incredible privilege for us to be able to do this for the community. And so this is, you know, you, listener, your chance to come up and be a part of this.
One of the things I've thought about this over the years, and I've always wanted to ask you about the...
You want to be Santa Claus?
You know, or an elf, something like that.
I have a pair of green tights that would be perfect on you.
You know, it's offset my eyes, that's for sure. But I was just thinking about the number of volunteers that you get every year. I mean, you prep for this every year from the moment you're off the mountain after the last Luminati was finally doused. You start working on the next year, and next year is going to be the 25th anniversary.
That's right, the big one.
Mm-hmm. So people who want to volunteer their time, mm-hmm. how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they definitely would be able to call us at 545-7190, 545-7190. They can email me at estela.reyes@lafe-ep.org. Or they can just message us on our Facebook page, and that's Centro de Salud Familiar La Fe on Facebook. We have a really great core base team of volunteers that have this down like clockwork. And we love the help, but believe it or not, where we really want to have people put their energy, focus it as volunteers, what you can do is, let's say, for example, you know, you've got, you know, a good number of folks at your workplace. Volunteer to organize a team of your coworkers, a caravan of your coworkers, whatever your company is. Have everybody pull together, gather a bunch of canned food, and everybody come to the Luminarias together. Make it an event. That's where we truly need the help. Believe it or not, we, you know, I wish I could tell you that we need hundreds and hundreds of volunteers to make the event happen, but the reality is we don't, because thankfully, after all these years, we've got this sucker down like clockwork. I mean, it takes a lot of work, but it's something that we've been able to really refine down to a beautiful process.
Let's go back over the entire process of tonight. People who want to come out to enjoy the lights and to be able to donate canned foods, checks, maybe cash, to help and feed the community, they need to go where?
You want to head to Scenic Drive's entrance at Richmond Avenue. The traffic will be headed westbound only, one lane on Scenic Drive. Scenic Drive, as we all know, is a two-way, but for this event, during those 4 hours when the street will be open, you want to head to the east side of the mountain, enter at Richmond Avenue, turn down your lights, or better yet, just turn them off. You're not going to need them. And enjoy the ride. It's, you know, depending on how heavy traffic will be, you're looking at anywhere between 20 minutes to slightly, you know, about an hour it takes to get up to the top of the mountain. And once you get up there, you're going to see a beautiful live nativity scene, orchestra of characters, the music, and Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there waiting for your donations. And, you know, depending on how much you have to donate, some people open up the trunk of their car and just point and say, stop, start unloading. And some people hand over a bag. It depends what you have, whatever you're willing to donate, and your generosity, you know, is always appreciated. Just, you know, pull up in front of Santa and hand over your canned goods, and Santa will be there to wish you well, wish you and your children, your family, Merry Christmas. You know, share Santa's letters with us. We'll be happy to take them. And you get to drive away knowing you've done a wonderful thing to help out a family in need in our community, and beautiful memories.
It is amazing to me that in this community, like any other community in the country, but this one especially, how many people go without every day, and yet for most of us, we don't ever think about it until we get to this time of year.
The figures are staggering, and I don't have them exactly here with me, but I do know that the people that run our local food banks have their work cut out for them. They struggle. I know in our community, through our clinics at LEFE, we've identified hundreds and hundreds of families that are barely making it. You know, we work as best as we can with them to try and help them through our social services, through food pantries that we can connect them to. But it's hard, Dennis. It's really hard. And sometimes those families that need that help, they're right in front of us. They're our neighbors. They're not living solely in one part of town. They're living throughout El Paso County. We're talking about folks of at all economic levels who, for whatever reason, someone lost a job, someone's been ill, someone is elderly, or someone is just alone or living with a disability, but they can't get out there to get the food that they need, and or they just simply can't afford it. And so this is one way that even if it's just for a couple of days, you truly can make a difference. And sometimes that day that that family or that individual is able to make it to the end of the day, not having to suffer through hunger, that's the day that you have a light come into your life and you find the way out.
Mm-hmm.
Or you find your way toward the help that you need. And I know that if I were able to know that I had even a tiny impact on someone's life, that's going to do it for me. That's enough to know.
I know that even on this campus, there are students, even some faculty and staff members who have to choose between eating and paying a bill.
We've met some of them,
mm-hmm.
you and I. And the young lady's name escapes me, but I know there is one young lady, a student here, who I met earlier this semester who told me about a project she's taken great leadership toward in starting a food pantry for students, faculty, staff, the UTEP community. And you think, you know, UTEP, this is a wonderful institution. People who work here, you know, have wonderful jobs. Students are getting wonderful educations. But yet, it's just another, you know, reality kick to us. There are El Pasoans throughout our entire community at all levels, all races, colors, creeds, doesn't matter. We have people, our neighbors, maybe even ourselves, who are struggling. And again, this is one of the many events throughout our entire year, but especially now during the holidays, that you can make a difference.
And one thing to note to our listeners, I know that you'll open up your hearts and you'll donate. Please check the expiration date on your cans and stuff. Please
do. That makes a difference because legally we cannot distribute foods that are past a certain point, you know, the expiration date. And so we want to be able that we do distribute healthy, good condition, you know, quality nutritional food. And so, you know, the process does not end tonight. Once the gate closes tonight at 10 p.m. and the last car is allowed through, then, you know, we begin the cleanup and our team will be up tonight very late. So, you know, hope come brew some coffee for us, Dennis, mm-hmm. because we'll probably be out there till about, you know, little past midnight cleaning up, making sure that Scenic Drive looks as if we were never there. We take everything, our trash, our materials, everything comes with us. We load it up on the U-Haul and head home back to our campus in Segundo Barrio. And Monday morning, very early, we unload, separate, organize, categorize all the canned food and begin building those food pantry baskets. And immediately, you know, our team comes in and begins to distribute them.
It's an incredible process. And tonight is the night to do this kind of a thing, is just to partake in the lights, partake in the revelry that is Christmas. But know that when you give from your pantry to the community pantry, so to speak, you're feeding somebody who otherwise would not have even a Christmas morsel.
Yeah. And I mean, it means a lot to especially those of us that have children in our lives. You know, we make an effort to make sure that especially, you know, through our clinic system at LEFE, that we identify families who have children and that we prioritize them and help them. Families that have seniors, families that have our most vulnerable community members in them. And this way, we make an impact where it matters the most.
Absolutely.
And you get to do that tonight by coming out to this event. Remember, Scenic Drive, 6 to 10 p.m. It is a free event. I don't think I mentioned that tonight. It is a free event. You know, you are more than welcome to, you know, take pictures at the event. We do strongly discourage you from getting out of your vehicle because of, you know, obvious safety concerns. And we don't want the folks with El Paso PD to be, you know, coming over and wagging a finger at you. But come and enjoy the event. It is beautiful. It is fun. It is Christmas at its El Paso best.
We will we'll do this again next year because it's the 25th. It's the silver anniversary. But tonight is the night. It's the 24th, Navidad de la Fe Luminarias. And I think we need to pack Scenic Drive from east to west and make sure that the pantry is also filled.
Yes.
There are a lot of people in El Paso who really are depending on you to at least give them food for Christmas.
Yes, and if you're still not sure, you know, what can I bring? Go visit our Facebook page at on Facebook, Centro de Salud Familiar La Fe. There are several postings on there that have a nice, long, detailed list of what you can bring tonight. And thank you.